Hey, welcome to your personal deep dive into the world of mattresses, specifically those fantastic latex options. Before we get comfy, just a quick heads up. We've got some sweet exclusive discounts lined up, so be sure to peek at the links associated with this discussion.
That's right. Today we're zeroing in on an article from Mattress Advisory, Best Latex Mattress, Comfort Support, and More.
Yeah.
Think of this as your shortcut, you know, an understanding what makes these mattresses tick, so you can finally nail down the perfect sleep setup. Our goal is to, well, make sense of it all for you.
Exactly. And this article, it does a great job highlighting the cream of the crop in latex mattresses, and we're going to explore each one together. We'll break down what they're all about, what makes them shine, and maybe, you know, a couple of things you'll want to keep in mind.
Sure.
Okay, let's dive right into the first one. The Birch Natural Mattress. The folks at Mattress Advisory have named this their best latex mattress overall.
What's really interesting about the birch, like right off the bat, is how it brings together different materials. It's what we call a hybrid.
The hybrid, right.
Yeah, you've got that lovely organic latex and wool doing the comfort work up top, and then underneath, a layer of individually wrapped coils providing the main support.
And the article makes a big deal about how well these layers work together. They point out you get both excellent support and really good pressure relief.
Yeah, that's key.
Now, if you've ever woken up with aches and pains, that pressure relief part probably sounds pretty appealing. That organic latex is known for being responsive, so it's got this, like, nice bounce-back feel that supports you without letting you sink in too much.
That's a great way to put it. And the organic wool, it's more than just cozy. It actually helps manage moisture and keeps the temperature regulated.
Oh, okay.
So if you tend to get a little warm at night, that wool layer, along with the organic cotton cover, well, it can make a noticeable difference in breathability.
It sounds like a pretty adaptable mattress, too. The article mentions it works well for side, back, and stomach sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
However, they do note that if you are a very strict side sleeper, you know, someone who puts a lot of focus pressure on their shoulder, it might feel a touch on the firmer side.
And that's such a personal thing, isn't it? What feels supportive to one person might feel too firm to another.
Totally.
The Birch is around a 6.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale, which is generally considered medium firm.
Okay, medium firm. They also bring up that the higher price point could be a consideration. You often find that with quality natural materials, though.
True.
But it's definitely something you'll want to weigh. Oh, and they even shared a quick thumbs up from a Reddit user, Eucritical C, who said it was a big upgrade from their old Tempur-Pedic.
Oh, interesting.
It's always helpful to hear what real people think, right? Especially, you know, considering the potential for better temperature regulation compared to some memory foam options.
Absolutely. Hearing about someone's actual experience can be really insightful. And when you break down the materials, you see why it might work so well. That organic wool is wicking away moisture, keeping you cool.
Right.
The natural latex is providing that supportive lift for your spine. Those individual coils are giving the bed its structure and doing a great job of isolating motion if you share your bed.
Good point.
And that organic cotton cover just feels nice and breathable against your skin. They also mentioned it can handle sleepers up to, say, 250, 300 pounds, comes with a 100-night trial, and a lifetime warranty.
Wow, lifetime.
Yeah, which really shows their confidence in the mattress's durability.
All right, let's move on to the next one in the article, the Nola Natural 11 Ura. They've picked this as the best latex mattress for side sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you primarily sleep on your side, this one might be particularly interesting.
Yeah, what stands out with the Nola is its focus on keeping you cool and really cradling those pressure points, you know, shoulders and hips for side sleepers. It's built with an organic cotton cover, organic wool, and something called breathable Talale latex.
Talale latex, that's a specific type, isn't it? What makes it different?
Good question. Well, Talale latex goes through a slightly different process than Dunlop latex, which is another common type. This extra step, it tends to make it a bit softer, more airy, and consistently breathable.
Ah, gotcha.
That's why the article highlights its exceptional cooling properties. It also features an HD Max Tri-Zone coil system, which suggests they've really thought about providing targeted support.
So if you're on your side, that Tri-Zone design probably offers a little more give right where your shoulder and hip press in.
Exactly.
While still keeping your spine properly aligned in the middle.
Exactly. And that's the key benefit they point out.
Yeah.
Fantastic cooling and pressure relief right where side sleepers need it most, along with good spinal alignment.
Nice.
Plus, if you're trying to make more eco-conscious choices, the organic materials used here are a big plus.
Now, when it comes to potential downsides, as they mention, it might not be firm enough if you mainly sleep on your stomach.
Right.
That makes sense, as stomach sleepers usually need a firmer surface to prevent their hips from sinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the Birch, it's not the cheapest option out there. They even included a quote from someone named Sheila, who mentioned doing a lot of research before landing on this one for its comfort.
It really highlights how personal finding the right mattress can be, doesn't it?
It really does. For your own sleep needs.
Yeah. And when you look at the materials, you see why it's tailored for side sleepers. That natural talalay latex is crucial for gently cushioning those pressure points while still being responsive.
Okay.
The organic wool helps regulate temperature. The organic cotton creates a cool surface to sleep on, and that coil system is providing that targeted support underneath.
So it all works together.
Right. It's listed as a medium firm, around 6 out of 10, which is often ideal for side sleepers. It has the same robust 250-300-pound weight limit per sleeper and a lifetime warranty as the Birch. But the trial period is a bit longer at 120 nights.
120, right.
One thing to note, though, there's a $99 fee if you end up returning it.
Good to know about that return fee. Okay, let's move on to the Lisa Natural Hybrid Mattress. The article crowned this one Best Latex Mattress for Back Sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you spend most of your night on your back, this one's tailored with you in mind.
For back sleepers, the name of the game is often maintaining that natural curve of your spine.
Exactly.
This Lisa mattress is designed with a medium firm feel and what they call zoned support. It also has a really breathable dual spring system, natural latex, memory foam, and a responsive airflow foam. That's quite a mix of materials working together.
It sounds like they're trying to cover a lot of ground here. The article highlights that it actually suits most sleeping positions, not just back sleepers.
Interesting.
And boasts excellent cooling, pressure relief, and even support. Plus, like the others we've discussed, it uses those appealing, eco-friendly materials.
Yeah, the inclusion of memory foam here is an interesting twist. It usually has a very different feel compared to latex, right?
Right.
It suggests they're aiming to provide some of that classic memory foam contouring alongside the more responsive feel of latex.
Mm.
That zone support likely means the coils in the mattress are arranged with different levels of firmness in different areas, maybe a bit more support under your lower back and hips to keep everything aligned.
Makes sense. The potential downside they mention is that it might feel a little too soft for heavier folks or those who strictly sleep on their stomach.
Okay.
So while it tries to be versatile, it might not be the perfect match for everyone. They also shared a testimonial from a Reddit user, UPegL, who was really happy with the improved sleep quality they experienced.
Oh, that's great. Hearing those real-world wins is always encouraging.
Definitely.
It really is.
Yeah.
And looking at the breakdown of materials helps explain why it aims to be so well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the natural latex for breathability and that initial pressure relief, the memory foam to cradle your body, that responsive airflow foam for a bit of extra cushioning and to help with alignment, the individually wrapped coils specifically arranged to provide support where you need it most and reduce motion transfer.
Right, the zoned part.
Exactly. Then there's a durable transition foam and that organic cotton and wool in the cover to keep things cool and wick away moisture. It's a fairly substantial 13-inch mattress with a medium firmness around a 6 out of 10.
Yep.
It shares that 250-300-pound weight capacity, 100-night trial, and lifetime warranty with the Birch.
Got it.
But there's a $100 return processing fee if you're in Alaska or Hawaii.
Huh. That regional difference is interesting. All right, let's move on to the Bear Natural. The article identified this one as the best latex mattress for back pain.
Ah.
A common issue.
Yeah, if you've ever dealt with back issues, this one might be worth a closer look.
This mattress is specifically designed to address that. It's a hybrid, combining zone coils, layers that help minimize motion, 100% natural latex, a responsive polyfoam, and an organic cotton cover. The benefits they highlight are those sustainably sourced materials, which is great if that's important to you.
Sure.
And that it's designed to work for a wide range of sleepers while giving extra love to your lumbar region with enhanced support and pressure relief, exactly what you want if you're dealing with back pain.
Yeah, that zone coil system is likely the star of the show when it comes to back pain relief.
Mm.
It provides targeted support right where your body needs it most to maintain spinal alignment.
Right.
And those motion-reducing layers are a thoughtful addition, especially if you share your bed and, you know, don't want to be disturbed by your partner's movements.
Definitely. The potential drawbacks they mention are something to keep in mind for anyone looking at latex.
Yeah.
The possibility of latex allergies.
Always a consideration, yeah.
It's always a good idea to be aware of that. They also point out that it's in the higher price range, with a queen size tipping over $2,000.
Okay, so it's an investment.
Yeah. They included a quote from someone named Larry M., who kept it short and sweet. Feels firm. This is exactly what we were hoping to get. Love it. So it sounds like this one might have a slightly firmer feel than some of the others we've discussed so far.
The material breakdown really underscores that focus on support.
Huh.
You've got that 100% natural latex for pressure relief, a responsive polyfoam layer for added comfort.
Okay.
Those individually encased coils arranged in zones to give you targeted support and minimize motion transfer, reinforced coils around the edges for better stability when you're getting in and out of bed.
Ah, edge support, good.
Yeah, and that breathable organic cotton cover to help regulate your temperature. It's another substantial 13-inch mattress, listed as a medium firm around a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10 again.
Right, with a standard weight capacity, a generous 120-night trial, and a lifetime warranty.
Okay, last but certainly not least, we have the EcoSleep Luxe, which the article has named the best value latex mattress.
Value pick, nice.
If you're looking for quality without, you know, breaking the bank, this could be the one.
This mattress really aims to give you a lot of bang for your buck. It uses eco-friendly materials without skimping on comfort and support.
How so?
Well, it features an organic cotton Eurotop cover for a little extra plushness, an 8-inch layer of zoned coils for support, natural latex for responsiveness, and even layers of organic cashmere and wool for added comfort and temperature regulation.
Cashmere. Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive list for a value pick, right?
Definitely. The benefits they highlight are great comfort and support for the price, natural cooling thanks to those organic materials, and excellent pressure relief from the zone support.
Mm-hmm.
It really sounds like a smart choice if you're budget conscious but still want quality.
Yeah, the potential downsides are that it might feel a little too soft for those who strictly sleep on their stomach or for heavier individuals.
Okay, some similar caveats.
Right. Also, if you're really after that deep contouring hug that memory foam provides, this might not deliver that exact sensation.
Good distinction.
They even included a comment from a Reddit user, U3Meta5U, who mentioned liking it, but adding a softer topper because they are a 230-pound side sleeper.
Uh-huh, see? Customization.
It just goes to show that even with a highly rated mattress, personal preferences can still lead to tweaks.
That's a great reminder. You can always customize a bit with toppers. So what's going on inside the EcoSleep Luxe?
You've got that natural latex providing responsive support and relieving pressure, those organic wool and cashmere layers working to keep you cool and dry.
Nice combo.
Individually encased coils for durability and to help isolate motion, and that organic cotton Eurotop cover adding a nice cool touch. It's listed as a medium firm, around a 6.5 out of 10.
6.5, okay.
It has a slightly lower max weight per sleeper, maybe 200, 300 pounds range, comes with a 120-night trial and a lifetime warranty, and there's that $99 return processing fee again.
Got it. So we've taken a good look at the Birch for overall excellence, the Nola specifically for side sleepers,
mm-hmm.
the Lisa for those who prefer sleeping on their back, the Bear for tackling back pain, and the EcoSleep Luxe as a fantastic value option.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see how each one caters to slightly different needs and priorities.
It really underscores that there's no single best mattress out there, is there? It's more about the ideal mattress for you, depending on your unique sleep style, any specific comfort needs, and of course, your budget.
Absolutely. And hopefully, walking through these five highly regarded latex mattresses has given you a much clearer picture of what's available and what might be the perfect fit for you and your sleep.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
We really encourage you to think about your own sleep habits and preferences as you explore these options further.
And just as we mentioned at the beginning of our chat, don't forget to check out the links associated with this deep dive.
Right.
There are some special exclusive discounts on these mattresses and potentially others. It's a great way to save on what could be a really valuable investment in your sleep and well-being.
Exactly. So with all this in mind, here's something to really consider. When you think about how much better you feel after a great night's sleep,
mm-hmm.
how might investing in the right mattress ripple out and positively impact other parts of your life? Your energy levels, your mood, even your overall health.
Yeah.
It's really more than just a place to catch some Z's, isn't it? Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.